Think of the city as a mosaic. And each city block is a tile in that mosaic. Now zoom in, and you start to realize
each block is actually a mosaic in itself.
And the tiles in that mosaic,
individual human beings,
each one with a story to tell.
Now any one story can be meaningful, but when you put those stories together,
like tiles in a mosaic,
they can start to mean something more.
Here's another analogy. Each person on a block is like an instrument.
Every voice has its own tone and timbre.
Each story has its own melody line.
Put them together and you get something bigger. Something like an orchestra.
Playing a symphony.
Playing a symphony.
From WYPR and PRX, I'm Aaron Henkin. It's Out of the Blocks, an audio tapestry embroidered with an original musical score by Wendell Patrick. Stories hidden in plain sight on the streets of Baltimore.
This is 600 Cherry Hill Road.
This place, people counted it out to drown. But Cherry Hill is literally that. I don't care how much water you surround us by. We are a hill that will always stand and it will always be bold.
There's nobody on this earth that's going to give everything for you. But it was Jesus.
I am Aaron Hanna.
You might think I'm crazy.
I am the pastor at South Church in Cherry Hill.
I've never seen a preacher do all that stuff.
I think when you are a believer, it should show up in your way of life. And you don't have to cut it on and cut it off. It's a part of you.
When I think on the goodness of Jesus, you know, my feet get to moving, my hands get to clapping, my mouth get to open, and my mind begin to race it. And somebody shout, yes, Lord. Thank you for giving me my right mind.
Grace has freed me to be able to leap about God, to be able to cry about God, to shout.
Yeah!
I am 40 years old. I have lived in Cherry Hill my entire life. My father owned a clothing store across the street in the shopping center. I spent most of my life from probably 1986 up until 2 years ago when I retired, having my own barbershop for 20 years in the shopping center. The barbershop helped me to understand people. It's helped me to have conversations that I would have never had ever. I've seen people that have failed come back to life all by encouraging words. And then this was different religions. Like I was Christian, someone else was Jehovah's Witness, other guy was Muslim. And so you would see like a banding together, a common thread about God. We didn't necessarily talk about Jesus necessarily. We just kind of led a faith-based barbershop without even knowing it. And so we just kind of had a common ground about God. And you would see men being encouraged. Oh my God, it's phenomenal. You would see people literally just start laying their particular ilks of thought down and lifting up God without saying God, 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 God. It became so positive, and after a while, it got so great that we stopped playing Christian music in the barbershop. That never happens in a barbershop. But it wasn't loud. It was just, you know, it's kind of like Chick-fil-A. You know, you know, the music was pretty low, and it was just kind of, but you felt good. You know, it's a reason why Chick-fil-A has it going on like that, right? You know, you've eaten there, right? And so the barbershop became that kind of hub, like a refuge. You would see guys come in and they would literally close their eyes and go to sleep and lay their head back on the wall. And I couldn't understand why it was so much peace, because my home was peaceful. But for some of those persons where they would normally go at and do things, and wasn't that kind of peace. And so to see these people come in and be peaceful and love and, you know, digging your hand in their french fry bag and give me one of those fries. And you know, men don't just share like that. We're sharing french fries, throwing a piece of chicken out. You want some of this? You hungry? You know, you should see these guys start caring about one another. And one thing about the hood, because this is considered the hood at times, the hood, they share. So if I had a sandwich and I think you're hungry, I don't offer you a piece. I'll offer you half. my guys, the guys that what they consider to be street and hood, they give you half. That thing has allowed me to be a better man. I approach people with at least half of everything now. It's helped me in ministry, because ministry doesn't always teach you to give half. And so it's allowed me to now to want to give whole.
Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, sometimes they got to lose to win. Every seed sown is not a burial. Sometimes it takes a difficult situation to be sowed into good ground so something amazing can rise.
My deacons, most of them were people I met in the barbershop that I evangelized and witnessed to and told them about Jesus. And they became deacons and leaders in the ministry. And so these people are products of an amazing God.
Pastor Aaron Hanna from the At South Church, 601 Cherry Hill Road. Out of the Block's field producer Melissa Gear has spent the past few months on the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road. She's been meeting people, inviting them to share their stories. And Melissa, we heard Pastor Hanna mention his deacons in his church and the fact that a lot of those deacons are guys that he used to cut hair with, right? Tell us where we're going to drop in next and what the connection is here.
Hair Personalities is the barbershop owned by Keith Person. And he doubles as a deacon at Pastor Aaron Hanna's church. And in fact, they live right next to each other in the neighborhood as well. And they've known each other for years and years because, as you heard, Pastor Aaron Hanna used to have a barbershop on Cherry Hill Road.
Being a barber, one of the most important things you have to learn is to be able to listen. My name is Keith Person. I am 50 years old, and I am the owner of Hair Personalities Barbershop here in the Cherry Hill community. I was born and raised in this community, schooled here, and after high school, I went into the service. When I came out of the service, I interviewed with a guy named Mr. Heavy, who owned a barbershop at that time. About 4 years I worked with Mr. Heavy. Unfortunately, in about the fifth year, I got introduced to drugs. It took me down some dark roads, and because of my struggle, I seek to do better in my life, and it pushed me to pull myself out of the situation I was in, and that's when I came to know that there truly was a God. People who I used to maybe do things that were unpleasing with, some of the same people are now coming into my shop, Hair Personalities, and they know my story. So when they see the change, they know that it's nothing fake about it.
My name's Mike Brown. Yeah, I've been here for 2 years, but I'm a master barber. I do women hair too. Where I come from here, right? And I used to use drugs, like that was my life. I wake up and use drugs. You know, I should love it, you know what I'm saying? And I had went to jail, came home, and just decided a different way of life. Like, you know, that's not all to it. So a lot of guys watch me. They watch me. There's a lot of young guys, so they knew my past life. And they like, wow, if you change, wow. Like all of us had this, like basically the same walk, you know, and it's better to be an open book.
So you can kind of say what you want to say, what's on your mind in a barbershop. It's all taken with a grain of salt. So even with insults, when sometimes people get into it over the chess game and screaming, y'all are cussing and fussing, it's not personal. Yeah, see? It's not personal. My name is Dana Smith. I started getting my hair cut in this shopping center when I was 8. So I've been in the trio my whole life. Come to the barbershop, you want to get a good haircut, get get some fresh vibes and feel good about yourself walking out the door. So hopefully you take that throughout the rest of your day. Fridays is my day before I go into work. I'm self-employed, so I come in on Friday mornings, get a haircut, talk to you know, the fellas. I've been here since, what time I got here, Bobby? I got here about 8 o'clock. So I don't know what time it is now, but it's one of the joys of being self-employed, though. My clock starts when I started.
I was 17. I'm 56 now. So it's been a long time. So I missed my 20s, 30s, 40s. I'm pushing 60 now. So I ain't trying to catch up. I'm just trying to move on.
That's my husband, and he's just coming home. That's Wayne Bruton from doing 38 years in prison. So tomorrow, we are renewing our vows.
38 years. I just came home Monday. It's strange. You know, like being coming out of a coma. You know, so just trying to gather my thoughts. So I'm taking baby steps now. So yeah, so tomorrow we are renewing our vows. You know, and can't wait.
Voices from Hair Personalities Barbershop on the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road. It's out of the blocks.
Okay, let me get 2 3 wing chicken boxes. Both are regular fries, salt, pepper, and ketchup all over.
My name is Katie. Last name is Jung. My store name is Pixie Pizza.
That's what y'all getting, right? Chicken box, what you want?
Regular, chicken box. Chicken box with regular fries.
I just came from my country 10 years ago, so I just wanted the. My son and daughter is grown up this country, but it's very hard for me to take care and then to make money. So, but I thought I can do by myself. So I start over.
Does your husband live here too?
No.
So he's out of the picture.
Never support.
How old are your children?
Is the 13, 16, but the at the time is the elementary school. Yeah, so 6:30 I open the store and then 8 o'clock close and almost 9 o'clock. I went back home. I got a babysitter. Babysitter with my kids just waiting for me. The power off. The court policeman is the letter gave to me letter. The go to the court because 2 months rent fee I'm missing. Everything is messed up, so I cannot do. I'm gonna suicide. But oh my god, my son and daughter is sleeping on the bed. They gonna nobody here, right? I cannot do. I'm gonna be stronger, so.
When you had been thinking of suicide, how did you find that strength?
Yeah, I was not strong, but now it's strong. Because the reason why, I am my mother. Yeah, think about my kids. Yes. Sometimes it's crying. You understand, yeah. But I never cry in my store.
Katie Tsung at Pixie Pizza and Subs, 606 Cherry Hill Road. Amazing. You never know where a conversation with a stranger is going to take you, huh?
I was really surprised at how quickly she became very personal about her story. And I was very honored that she was willing to do that. At one point, we were both in tears, I have to admit. And I almost had the sense that she was able to kind of have a good cry because her world, her life is just so full and she's so responsible for so many other people.
And as we heard, Katie is from Korea, and there are actually a lot of Korean business owners on this block, it turns out.
Yes, there are, and that is sometimes a sore spot with a neighborhood. That's a, I think, not just in Baltimore, but maybe even nationwide, where there's a trend in African-American neighborhoods where there's a lot of Asian store owners. And spending a couple months on that block, I started to get a sense of which owners were more accepted by the community. A lot of that had to do with the fact that they reached out to the community as well, and they gave back to the community, whether it was with parties or sometimes there was someone I spoke with who his organization gave scholarships, and he encouraged the young people that came into his shop to apply for these scholarships.
So the guy we're about to meet next definitely is part of the fabric of the community. Talk about what it looks like when you walk in the door of JJ's Hair Supply.
Well, there are wigs everywhere. There are hair pieces and weaves everywhere. I thought I was meeting JJ. His name is Bobby, which actually he even has another name, but he's been called Bobby since he was a kid. And he is beloved by his customers.
You look nice right now.
Thank you.
So, what color are you trying to put on to that?
We're going to do black. I'm a dye.
Black?
Yeah, you're a dye, right?
Yeah, what do you want? Permanent?
Man, that's what she was talking about. Yeah. That's what I knew.
What's up? What you looking for?
You got nail polish?
I guess the little teeth supposed to go underneath your weave and make sure it's dry. I don't know.
Wherever you're going to hit the bleach, it's going to lighten it.
Three packs of synthetic deep wave hair. 30-second hair glue to put the track in. Three pairs of number 79 human lashes. She likes big lashes. And one pair of gold bamboo earrings.
All right, thank you.
All right, see you.
My name is Bobby. Some people call me JJ. Store's name is JJ Discount. The address is 626 Cherry Hill Road. And I've been up here about 12 years.
Hello, JJ.
Because I grew up in Maryland.
Do you really need that much, seriously?
All my life, I've been up here, what did I say? About 48 now.
Wait a second, hold on. Hold on.
That's why I don't have an accent, and people find it hard to believe that I'm actually Korean.
Yeah, yeah, one pack of it.
They get a little surprised when they show up, because when they talk on the phone, they don't think that I'm Korean.
All right, fine, I got it.
I came to America when I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
1972. Back then, Korea was a third world country. No indoor plumbing. If you're coming from a third world country, you never seen a supermarket. Family came and they can't read English. They see a can with the pictures and they're like, oh, that looks good. They took it, ate it, tasted good, and then later on they realized it was dog food.
Is that really true?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Eating dog food's not gonna kill you. There was a small group of Korean immigrants. So, you know, they all kind of tight-knit. Because of that, like everybody in the neighborhood, across the street there was somebody, down the street there was somebody else. You know, there was a Caucasian kid that was a couple years older than me. And, you know, I don't really speak English. I just want to play. I'm 4, 5, I'm bored. He was out there. He had a bike. So I started tagging along with him. And he was like, what's your name? Oh. So I'm going to call you Bobby. I was like, all right. There you go. I have a name.
I'm just in the mood for curly. I always change my hair. You can ask him. I'm always changing my hair.
Mm-hmm. I'm Tiffany. I'm 21 years old. So I grew up during the time we had, you know, recreation singers and all of that. And I just want you guys to, like, remember. Just think about when we actually had PAL singers and recreation singers and how we actually had relationships with the police officers in our neighborhoods and we were actually cool with them. Have you guys noticed that ever since they took all of our after-school programs, PAL singers, recreation singers, or whatever, either everyone wants to be a gangbanger, everyone's going to jail, everyone's high on Xanax, Molly, or any type of drug, everybody's pregnant, there's no guidance. It's rare you will find a 21-year-old female with less than 2 kids in Baltimore City. That's just something to think about.
$10 difference between the hair, so that's $10.60.
Straight. Tiffany from Cherry Hill sharing her thoughts there with Out of the Block's field producer Melissa Gear on her way out of JJ's Hair Supply at 626 Cherry Hill Road. Next up, we're going to go drop in at the Cherry Hill Town Center, right? This place is kind of like, it anchors the corner of this big plaza, and it used to be like a movie theater. Now the library is attached to it. There's some snack places in there, and this is the hangout for all the old-timers in the neighborhood, right?
Yes. A lot of seniors, it used to be a senior center. There was a senior center located somewhere in there. The Enoch Pratt Free Library has a location right inside the doors too, which is great because there's a school right across the street. And there was a constant presence of at least four gentlemen, if not more, playing cards.
One of those guys James Johnson?
James was a regular who would just kind of sit and chat with people. I didn't ever see him playing cards, which it would just surprise me, actually, if he would play cards. He's a very slender, very gentle man, and he has these bright blue eyes and an absolutely crystal smile.
And as you're about to hear, he's a great storyteller.
My name is James Johnson. I'm 76 now. My birthday was March the 3rd, 1941. I moved into here 1953. My mother lived in the projects. I went to 159 school. I graduated from 159 to 180. And that's when we gave us a trade. Our teacher told us we would need a trade because if you want to do anything out of life, you got to have a little trade. So I took up interior decorating. That called for carpenter, plumbing, electrician.
You learned all of that in school?
You know, in 2 years, every month you work at a different program. 1 month you work on sanding furniture. Another 2 weeks you do the plumbing work. Next week you do electrician. And I finished doing that. So now the school said, they'll give you a job every 2 weeks. And I said, oh, that's nice. She said, what you take up, that's what you do. They got us a job on Light Street in a chicken house, in a chicken factory. We had to take chicken out the barrel, put them on the table, so the butcher can cut the chicken up. But then when the truck come in from the farm down the country, that was around Thanksgiving. The turkeys came in. That's when we fell out, when the turkeys came in. He took me off the barrel, put me out there on the truck to unload the turkey. So the boy was passing the crate down to me, and it slipped out my hand and hit the ground, and it bust open. And the turkey spread out running down the street. And he told us to go get my turkey. I said, if you want them, you go get them. And he said, well, I don't need you no more. And I said, well, I'm leaving. And I went back to school and told the principal that job that y'all sent us on, it was nothing like sanding furniture, painting. That man had us in the barrel pulling chicken out, running down the alley behind turkey. But see, he lied to the school. And he getting free work and think we gonna jump for joy. And we only got $25 a week. I didn't even make a whole week.
James Johnson sharing his memories with Out of the Block's field producer, Melissa Gear, at Cherry Hill Town Center on the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road. What a first job, huh?
Yes, definitely memorable. He didn't last long in that job, not surprisingly. He spent time in New York as a bellboy for about 12 years, came back, saved enough money to get back to Baltimore, and he opened a grocery store. He used to drive, he kept calling it a grocery truck, and I wasn't understanding, but it's the forerunner to the current day food trucks that we have, because he said that he would drive into Cherry Hill. Even back then, there weren't a lot of grocery stores, fresh grocery stores for people to shop at. And he would drive in and did that for years and met so many people that way. He still comes back to Cherry Hill really to visit. I mean, that's why he hangs out at the center. And believe me, he's always chatting.
Melissa, thank you for bringing us Mr. Johnson's story and all the other stories we heard this episode.
Thank you for this opportunity. It has been truly humbling, amazing, and inspiring.
Well, don't give your acceptance speech yet, because we're going to be back next week. There are a lot more people to meet on this block, more voices to hear, more stories to share. And we will be back here again in a couple of weeks with Melissa Gear on our next episode, when we're going to meet Mike Johnson, among other folks. He is the guy behind the counter at Delicia's restaurant, where he will tell us the source of his culinary inspiration.
I learned it watching. I watched Martha Stewart at night. I love watching her.
Out of the Blocks is a production of WYPR in Baltimore and PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. You can check out portraits of the people we met on this block at wypr.org/out of the blocks. My co-producer Wendell Patrick is the photographer who takes those portraits. He is also the man behind the original musical score in this episode. I want to say thank you to Wendell, thank you to Melissa, and thank you to everyone on the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road who took a leap of faith and shared their stories and their lives. Till the next time, I'm Aaron Henkin. Thanks for listening. Out of the Blocks is supported by grant funding from lots of good folks here in Baltimore. They include the Cohen Opportunity Fund, the William G. Baker Jr. Memorial Fund, Sig and Barbara Shapiro, Patricia and Mark Joseph, Jonathan Melnick, the Andy and Sana Brooks Family Foundation, the Hofberger Foundation, Associated Jewish Charities, the John J. Leidy Foundation, the Kenneth S. Batty Charitable Trust, and the MuseWeb Foundation.